SWR Kultur. Ohne Limit.
Cut-Off. Hörstück von S. Kiwi.
It's winter 77, and she has just arrived to Finland. And she's never seen as much snow in her life. It's minus 30 degrees. It's that type of weather where the hair of your nostrils freeze when you breathe in. And she's staying with her husband's family in Tampere. And one early morning, her father-in-law wakes her up and tells her to dress up because they're going out. So they don't speak the same language. They just communicate with body language, I suppose. And she's confused, but she dresses up, puts the warmest clothes she can find, and they hop on the car and drive to the lake. At this point, she realizes that they're gonna walk on the frozen water, and she's already very nervous. They start walking, and he's trying to find a good spot where to camp or set a camp. And they find the spot and sit down on these little wooden benches that they brought with them. And he's giving these blankets so that she stays warm. And he starts making a hole in the ice. And she doesn't know at all what's going on. And the first thought that comes to her mind is that, oh my God, this man is gonna kill me. He's gonna throw me in that hole in the water and murder me. And they sit there in silence for 4 hours. She's paralyzed. She's scared to move. She's scared to run away because she's afraid that the ice might crack and she'll die anyway. So she's just basically paralyzed with all these thoughts in her mind. Like, my parents wouldn't even know where to find me if something happens. While he, on the other hand, is probably in a very calm and sweet mind state and just having a very casual, relaxed morning on the ice. After 4 hours, he catches a fish. That's the first time when she realizes what's actually happening, and she starts laughing hysterically. And he realizes that she's been very uncomfortable, and they find this mutual point of communication and laugh with each other. And they let the fish go, actually. They throw it back in the water. And yeah, I guess that was the beginning of their relationship for the years to come. They became very, very close. And they found a way how to communicate in the end as well.
Thank you. انقلاب بدون رهبرم نیست، رهبرانی دارد.
I don't think this revolution is without leaders.
ببینید وقتی که جوانان محلات تو هر محله‌ای تعدادی از جوانان جمع میشن و با هم دیگه در ارتباطن، جهان هر جا که یه ایرانی هست صدایی بلند میشه. اینا چی هن؟ اینا رهبرا، گروه های مختلف رهبری هستن.
When students in a neighborhood organize and issue a proclamation and everyone comes out to demonstrate, that is leadership.
این انقلاب طولانی تر بشه از جهت پیدا کردن رهبران واقعی بهتره، برای اینکه رهبران واقعی حین مبارزات مردمی هستن که میان بالا. رهبری که از قبل تعیین شده باشه که بخواد دستور بده، اون آخرش دیکتاتوره.
The longer this movement goes, the more capable and elected leadership will emerge. Those who have predetermined themselves as leaders will emerge only as dictators.
Thank you.
Days become weeks, and then weeks become months. All this noise, I'm just hoping to hear your voice. On the phone, in a message, anything, a word. The emptiness between rings on a telephone, they feel longer. Is your phone even on?
Hey, Sarah, how are you doing? I was just wondering, is I haven't had any contact with my parents back in Iran since, I don't know, it's been almost 2 months or something like that. I don't know what the fuck is going on back there in Tehran.
شخصی واجهه خودم و خانواده با یه دست there was the internet shut down, and like the news, yeah, like I wanna take first down.
Well, as the year 2022 draws to a close, I have to say, for Duran Duran, it's been one of our best in a long time.
All my goals by sleeping. It sounds...
Hana, dos, het, net, das hot, yours hot. Do you struggle with numbers as well? If...
That hit game off.
One year is ending and one is starting. Yes. How about we take a look back at 2022
yeah.
and a look forward into 2023?
Yeah, let's do it like we said before.
Till, what was your favorite thing that happened to you this year?
I have this lot of paper garbage.
Are you talking about recycling?
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so full. Oh, and then the paper...
Show me.
سی تلفن به من بکن قربونت برم خدا حافظ.
آره زنگ بزن چون فیلتر نداره، یعنی باز نیست که همش
نه واتساپ و اینا، تلفن معمولی خط حرف میزدم بعد هیچ صدا نمیره، مثلا دیر میره صدا.
ببخشید که جوابتون دیر دادم. حالا انشالله باز با هم که صحبت کردیم بیشتر توضیح میدم. حالا خودم ای بد نیست قربونت برم، انشالله که حال شما خوب باشه، بچه ها همه سلامت باشن.
آخه ببین
به اینا چیز هم میکنن یه مثلا یه کلن اینترنت یه منطقه یا تلفن یه منطقه رو قطع کنن.
الو سلام، صدای من داری؟
سلام علیکم.
خبر
برای که میبینی و میخونی هم فیلتره، اما خیلی جالب بود برم فیلترستی بگیری.
امیدوارم که هر جا هستی در حال سلامت باشی، خیلی مراقب خودت باش، دوست دارم فعلا، خدا نگهدار.
سلام عزیزم، تولد مبارک باشه. خواستم فقط به تولد چی بگم؟
آمارشو در آوردم و در آوردم ایمیل میزنم به دوچکم همین مرسمی که من را گذاشتم و ایمیلش هم پایین میذارم. این همینجوری هر کسی داره خودش میزنه که اینه یه عالمه ایمیل بگرم و شاید این کار بکنم.
یا مریم، یا مریم، یا
مریم، آره خدا رو شد یه زندگی میگذره دیگه، کارش نمیشه که خیلی جلوش نمیشه گره، هر جور دوست داره میگذره. تو چی داری؟
الو الو، صدا نمیاد. الو
سلام علیکم، چطوری صاحب؟
Hi, how are you, Sarah? What a surprise. My VPN just started working and then you suddenly called.
هر خونه ها شبیه یه سلول زندان شده که بعضی ها اندی هم تنهایی زندگی میکنن، بعضی ها که با زن یا شوهرشون زندگی میکنن چند هم سلولی هست.
All houses have become like cells of a prison. Some are solo living, while others have a partner, and so a cellmate. And all around the country, there is now walls. So this is a prison cell the size of Iran. But here we are building. What else can we do?
Sie hörten Cut Off, Hörstück von S. Kiwi. Komposition und Realisation: die Autorin. Produktion: Finnisches Radio 2023.